Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency, Credit Canada. Bumble, Tinder, Hinge. There are so many dating apps out there these days. There's another one to add to your list. It's called Score. And there's a double entendre here, of course, score. Yeah, score. But also, this is a dating app that includes your credit score, which I've never heard of. I think it's fascinating, both in practice and what it says about the times that we live in. We're going to talk to the co-founder and CEO, Luke Bailey. He joins us from New York City. He is co-founder and CEO of the parent company here, Neon Money Club. Luke, it's great to meet you.
You too, man. Thanks for having me. This is awesome. Oh,
where did this idea even come from?
Oh, man. So just to back up on Neon Money Club, our mission is really to make financial literacy and financial wellness normalized, right? We want you to think about your finances like you think about your outfit before you leave the house. And so we think of really fun and really relevant ways to actually bring that conversation to the forefront. We had launched our card product back in November. We had a huge party down in Austin during the AfroTech conference. We had thousands of people outside, and we were like, man, they can't all get in because we could only fit 300 people in the venue. And so we went outside, we started talking to folks, and we decided on a question to ask them to start talking about finance. And we asked them, hey, if you were going to date someone, what would the minimum credit score be? And you saw everyone just lock in, the anxiety went away, and everyone just started like answering questions. I remember someone said, she was like a 620 or something. And we were like, oh, okay, that's fair. You know, like, why so low? And she was like, I like to build my people up, you know, and I was like, okay, that's awesome. So we just saw the anxiety go away and people were open to talk about it. And so from there, we were just like, how do we make this bigger? And we had first approached the dating apps, right? We went to some of those that you mentioned. Yeah. And they wouldn't take the meeting with us. And so we built it ourselves in a matter of days. And because we wanted to get it out by Valentine's Day, because story timing is everything.
Sure. And, I love it as an idea. In practice, how does a user engage on that particular variable? I've been coupled for 1,000 years. I've never been on a dating app in my life, so I have no idea how this works, but I know there's this swipe right on a photo, there's statistics, there's where you live, there's a bunch of variables. Where does credit score rank? Like, is it in the top three here for your target audience?
Yeah, I think there are actually two things that score does. So one, aside from doing a soft credit check, we're actually making sure that you're you, all right? And so if you come on, it's like,
well, that's a terrible idea. This is going to blow up the dating model. And, you know, you're soon going to verify photos. Wait a sec. I got them from iStock.
It's like, there's like no catfish, right? No catfish zone. And so we're KYCing you basically. And so first you're coming on, you're doing a soft credit check. It is only a key to get into the door. Right. So you need a 675 score and up to get into the door. We're not slicing you up. We're not tiering you. It's not like, 830s can only match with 830s. You could be a 675 and you can shoot your shot with a 780 or an 850 and you can match.
But you don't know the score of the other person, or you do?
You don't. We want to keep
privacy concerns. So it's like a threshold.
You know your score. So when you come in, this was our way to get people looking at their score and paying attention to their finances. So when you come in, so Bruce joins the app, Bruce will see actually his score. He'll be like, wow, okay. Right. If I hadn't checked in a while, now I know. But other people can't see, and they can't see where you are. They just know if you got into this app, then you meet the threshold.
So it's analogous to some of the other dating apps that focus on a particular demographic, like religion or income or something else that does a pre-filter. Once you're in the room, then the traditional rules apply.
Yeah, basically. I always wonder how Farmers Only did it though, right? Like,
right. Like,
How did they verify that you're a farmer? I don't know.
Yeah, I guess, because you've got the real deal on data. Yeah. What do you think the relationship is to credit score and, I'm going to say, end love, because we'll take the case that this is a dating app versus a hookup app, but maybe not. I don't know. But what's that relationship?
Yeah, it's I think it's a responsibility metric, really. It's not going to tell you everything about a person, but if you pay your bills on time, all right, then maybe you show up to a date on time, all right? If you pay your bills on time, maybe you remember to take the trash out, all right? All those things, we just look at it as a responsibility metric, but also on a more serious note, like the number one or number two, depending on where you are, cause for divorce are financial issues. And so we said, hey, what if we got people talking about their finances early? And when, you know, we were diving deep into this because we didn't just want to release it to have fun. You bump into an FDIC, like a Federal Reserve study that they did with UCLA. And it showed that like folks with good credit have a better chance at having a long and lasting relationship, which was like, wow, okay, the Fed did this work. We have to tell people about it in a way that's hopefully not as nerdy, but yeah.
I have this image of a lineup outside of an exclusive after hours club. There is a velvet rope and a very tall, imposing individual with a clipboard. And that person is like either yesing you or knowing you as you want to come in. When it comes to credit score, fair to say, most people don't know the sort of five or six drivers of mm-hmm. that score. Mm-hmm. Do you include that education such that if someone's at a 620 and they're like, I want to improve, here are the four things.
You're hitting on it perfectly. What we wanted to do was we wanted to catch people on both sides. All right. We've gotten feedback. Hey, this app is elitist. You're only letting folks in with good to excellent credit. And we said, aha, that not necessarily, because if you don't qualify, we immediately send you to resources. All right. We have partners that we can send you to that will respect you and help you grow your credit. We have our GEMS podcast, not really a podcast, but we do clips where we give financial health tips. Right. And so one of those clips are like, what are the four main drivers of your credit score? Right. And so how to report credit errors, right? When the bureaus aren't listening or responding to you, how to go to the CFPB and do it, right? Things like that. We give you these little gems, these little unlocks on how to get your credit together. But also, like, we send you to real places that can help you to fix your credit. And then you come back and jam with us, right?
Yeah,
and so that was important to us.
It's also an interesting myth around elitist, because there are plenty of people who are at the lower end of the income range with an extraordinary score, and plenty of people making millions who've got a horrendous score.
Yeah, so we talked about this as well in one of our gyms, which is salary does not equate to good credit score. Only good behavior and consistency equates to a good credit score.
What are you hearing in terms of the qual on relationships? And more pointedly, have you been invited to a wedding? That's really what I want to know. Have you been invited to a wedding yet?
Not yet. That would be awesome. We had one user. She just reached out to us. Actually, she asked to close her score account. And we were like, okay, why? She said, she already has great credit, right? And she just got back with her ex who has a 789. And he just bought a boat just in time for summer, right? And so we're just like, can we tell people about this? She's like, yes, please. I'm like, that's the energy, just in time for summer. So people are, we're getting like really good feedback. People love the idea. It's only supposed to be temporary. People are asking us to keep it. And so we're weighing whether or not to do so, because that's not our core business, you know? And so we're weighing everything, but we're having a lot of fun and we're connecting real people.
Sure. And the number of ideas about what you could do on content to surround your app are limitless. Have you already done a gem on the top three do's and don'ts for what you can talk about and not talk about on your first date? Because a bit of a buzzkill if you're moving, like, yeah, you met someone on score, but could we not talk about money for the whole first date?
Yeah, like that's we met each other.
Could we not
here,
split the check, please?
We have that coming. I'm telling you, like, Bruce, you need to be in our jam session. We have these sessions. We're a financial company, obviously, but we're more like a creative studio, right? We jam hard. And the first thing we wanted to do, which is make sure folks are respectful. All right. And so it's just like, all right, you broke the ice with the credit score. Here are some tips on having your first conversation, right? Like, do that. But it's exactly what you're saying. You're in my head.
What, just before we go here, what would you say you have learned about what different groups of people bring to this conversation about credit score? Is it family of origin? Is it regional? Is it, what kind of nuance do you think different individuals bring to this question? Some who are like, yeah, of course, this is like, we talk about this, like we talk about the difference between, you know, nutrition, fruits and vegetables or whatever, and others who are completely horrified and confronted to even look up their score in the first place.
Yeah, I think the thing that makes me feel best is people, they're sort of shocked, like, hey, we found our credit score on a dating app and we weren't looking at it before. I didn't even know what my credit situation was. To the folks who are well-versed and checking their credit, and they're just like, wow, like a very prominent consumer founder, he just posted about it. I think he sold like two companies, and he posted on X or Twitter about it. And he posted his actual credit score. And he said, I finally made it, right? This is going to happen for me. Right.
Right.
And so it's both sides of it, where it's like folks are getting value from both ends of it. And then I think in the media, it's been relatively positive, the reception of it. And I think people understand that we're serious, right? We're not joking here. And we could have gone and you know, booked an arena to preach to folks about the importance of financial health, or you can go to where people are, which is like half the world is on a dating app. So let's just do that. And so that's more our style. And so it's been nice seeing folks like positively receive it.
Really fun stuff. Well, thank you, Luke, for joining us for this conversation. I think you're sparking a lot of other conversations just by putting your thing out there. Well done.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. And look, we're coming to Canada soon. But thank you guys for always knocking on the door. And we love you guys dearly. Appreciate
Excellent.
It.
Awesome. Thank you, Luke. Luke Bailey, co-founder and CEO of Neon Money Club, which Yes. is the organization behind Score, a dating app that has you declare your credit score before you can get into the fancy room.